Good morning. It's May 8th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a courtroom drama that's capturing the nation's attention, former President Donald Trump finds himself embroiled in a legal battle over allegations of covering up hush money payments. This high-profile trial, taking place in Manhattan, is not just about the payments, but also involves testimony that touches on Trump's personal conduct. At the heart of the case are allegations that Trump orchestrated payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels to silence her claims of an inappropriate encounter in 2006. Daniels herself has taken the stand, detailing the alleged encounter and the comments Trump made. The prosecution's case is bolstered by testimony from a book editor and former finance employees of the Trump Organization, shedding light on the inner workings of Trump's financial dealings. Trump is facing 34 felony charges related to the concealment of these payments. Despite these serious allegations, Trump's defense team has been actively working to discredit Daniels' testimony and even moved for a mistrial, a request that was promptly denied by the judge. The trial is set to continue, with Daniels expected to return to the stand. Amidst the legal back and forth, the judge has already fined Trump for violating a gag order and issued a stern warning that future violations could lead to jail time. Adding to the gravity of the situation, New York City Mayor Eric Adams has publicly stated that the city's lockups are prepared to handle the possibility of jailing a former president. Meanwhile, in a separate legal challenge, a trial concerning Trump's handling of classified documents has been put on hold indefinitely, a decision made by a judge appointed by Trump himself. This unfolding saga not only highlights the legal challenges facing Trump, but also underscores the broader implications for legal accountability and political discourse in America. In a setback for Boeing's ambitious space exploration goals, the launch of the Starliner spacecraft to the International Space Station has been postponed. A malfunctioning rocket valve, specifically a faulty oxygen relief valve, is the culprit behind the delay. This mission, now rescheduled for Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, marks a critical juncture for Boeing as it aims to send humans to space aboard the Starliner for the first time. The delay follows a series of challenges, including a failed 2019 test mission that didn't reach the ISS and previous postponements in 2023 over safety concerns. The Starliner spacecraft is contracted for at least six more crewed missions for NASA, pending the success of this pivotal launch. However, the spotlight has also fallen on Elon Musk, CEO of SpaceX, who took to social media to highlight his company's earlier achievement of sending humans to the ISS, and doing so at a lower cost than Boeing. Musk's comments underscore the competitive and high-stakes nature of commercial spaceflight, suggesting that Boeing's slower pace and higher costs are due to its adjustment to the fixed price model of commercial spaceflight. This rivalry and the technical challenges faced by Boeing have sparked a broader discussion in the space industry. Commentators suggest that SpaceX's quicker adjustment to the commercial model and its success in leading the industry highlight the challenges legacy aerospace firms face in this new era. Both companies are key players in NASA's Commercial Crew Program, which aims to involve private companies in space missions, marking a new chapter in space exploration. MySA has reached out to both companies for further comments on Musk's claims and the upcoming launch attempt. In a bold move challenging a new American law, TikTok and its parent company ByteDance have filed a lawsuit that could redefine the battleground over digital privacy, free speech, and national security. At the heart of this legal challenge is a law recently signed by President Biden, which mandates that TikTok be sold to a U.S.-approved buyer or face a ban, sparking a fierce debate over the intersection of technology, governance, and user rights. The legislation came into effect amid growing concerns over data privacy and the potential for Chinese government access to American user data, prompting the U.S. government to take drastic measures. Despite these concerns, ByteDance has made it clear that divesting TikTok is not only unfeasible, but also not in their plans, arguing that such an action would essentially rip the platform apart. This lawsuit is not just about a single app. It reflects the broader tensions between the U.S. and China over technology and data security. Critics of the law argue that targeting TikTok does little to address the root issues of digital privacy and call for comprehensive legislation that protects user data across all platforms. At the heart of ByteDance's legal argument is the assertion that the law infringes on free speech and is unconstitutional, raising questions about Americans' access to information and the First Amendment. The outcome of this lawsuit could hinge on these constitutional protections, but the bipartisan nature of the law suggests that judges might lean towards prioritizing national security concerns. This legal battle over TikTok's future in the U.S. is emblematic of larger debates about social media regulation, the balance between free speech and national security, and how best to protect digital privacy. As this case progresses, it will undoubtedly have far-reaching implications for how social media platforms operate within the intricate web of U.S. law and policy. In a notable shift in the legal landscape, the federal trial of former President Donald Trump in Florida, centered on charges of mishandling classified documents, has hit an indefinite pause. This development marks a significant moment in the ongoing legal battles involving the former president. The trial's postponement, with no new date on the horizon, stems from unresolved legal issues. This delay is a strategic victory for Trump and his legal team, who have been advocating for the trial to be pushed back, ideally until after the upcoming November presidential election. Trump, facing 40 charges, has entered a plea of not guilty and is aiming for a trial commencement no sooner than August. This indefinite delay opens the door for Trump to potentially sway the Department of Justice's actions or even issue a pardon to himself should he secure a win in the November election. Such a scenario underscores the tactical legal maneuvers Trump is deploying to prolong the trial process. Among these strategies is the assertion of presidential immunity, aiming to further delay the proceedings. As this story unfolds, the implications of this trial's postponement and the legal tactics at play are closely watched, highlighting a critical juncture in the intersection of law, politics, and the potential for unprecedented legal outcomes. In a move reflecting the escalating tensions on college campuses, Columbia University has made the significant decision to cancel its main graduation ceremony. This decision is a direct response to security concerns arising from weeks of pro-Palestinian protests that have not only rocked the campus, but also highlighted broader anti-Israel sentiments across the globe. The protests, marked by confrontations with police and incidents of violence and harassment, particularly targeting Jewish students, have spurred a wave of activism. European students are increasingly joining the fray, demanding their universities cut financial ties with investments supporting Israel in the ongoing Gaza conflict. Amidst this turmoil, Columbia University stands by its partnership with Tel Aviv University, emphasizing support for Israeli students, despite the unrest influencing some to reconsider completing their degrees in New York. The California State University system remains steadfast in its current investment policies regarding Israel, though it opens the door for individual campuses to explore divestment. Across the United States, the protests have swelled into a nationwide movement, with demands for a ceasefire in Gaza and divestment from Israel leading to over 2,000 detentions in college rallies and protest camps. The Global Police Union is calling for preventative measures against potential campus conflicts as universities grapple with how to manage the protests. Actions in Europe mirror those in the U.S., with police removing protest camps and facing off against demonstrators. The Israel-Hamas war's devastating toll, with over 34,500 Palestinian deaths, has ignited global protests and campus activism, pushing some colleges to move classes online and alter campus activities amidst the disruptions. This situation underscores the complex intersection of global conflict, campus safety, and academic freedom, challenging institutions worldwide to navigate the fine line between fostering open dialogue and ensuring the security of their students. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.